Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's begin now.
Never been more excited to hear that song when it says, "Let's begin now." Thanks to Vern for the hard pause. But he's right. Jay Binkley in about 15 minutes. Chris Sinisero with you until 9 o'clock. Myself with you until 9 o'clock. Ron Kopp Jr. will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll keep Binkley for a couple segments. The schedule is out. I don't want you to wait any longer. You're coming off an upset loss. I know you're all right. Royals are fine, but you had your Royals content. This is a Chiefs schedule release party, per se. This is another example of why the NFL is at the top of the world when it comes to sports. The schedule is out. 2024 is here. Chris and I will dive into what we think immediately at what this is. We'll take your texts. We'll take your calls after Ron and Binkley join the show. I think you can understand that. You probably want to hear from them before you want to hear from John and Casey. And that's not a shot at John and Casey.
I think that is.
That's just about as generic as I can get.
There's some John and Casey's.
There's a lot of Johns. There's a lot of Daves. But it's out. Week one, we already know. Baltimore, Kansas City. Week two, you already knew that one. Cincinnati, Kansas City. The first road game comes in week three at Atlanta. That is a Sunday night football game. Week four is your second road game. It is in Los Angeles. You play the Chargers, September 29th. This is the only time I can give you every single week, every single time, every single team without my boss getting mad at me and saying, "You know, Dusty, Google is a hell of a drug." But you haven't heard this yet. Maybe you're driving. You can't look at your phone because that's wrong. But again, Baltimore week one, Cincinnati week two, on the road week three in Atlanta, Kirk Cousins, maybe he's already been benched or injured. Week four, you go to the Los Angeles Chargers on September 29th. Week five, Monday Night Football. The Chiefs will play three primetime games. Technically four, if you want to count that week two Cincinnati game, but three primetime games. They'll play Thursday Night Football September 5th. They'll play Monday Night Football September 22nd. And they'll play Monday Night Football against the Saints at home on October 7th. And then this is the big surprise early, Chris. Bye week in week six, when you play three of your, eight games at home. You play three of your eight games at home in the first 5 weeks, and then you get a bye week. That's the first chunk of the schedule we'll get to. What do you think of that, Chris Sinisero?
I kind of wish that bye week was a little bit later.
Like week eight?
Yeah, or even later than that. Like especially because you get blitzed early on with a lot of tough opponents.
My recollection, short notice, they haven't had a bye week this early in
long time.
Castle days?
Alex Smith. They might have had one
it's
bye week.
It's always been
like
what,
that.
Like 10, 9, somewhere in there?
Somewhere in that 7 to 10 range.
Last
7
week,
to
week
11 10, range.
Because week 11 you played Philly.
Right. So yeah, that's usually where it is. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty early. It seems, if you look at the way that December's scheduled, the way that it's scheduled early as well, and the bye week where that's been placed, it's pretty disadvantageous for you if you're the Chiefs. So it is what it is, but yeah, it certainly is going to be a very tough schedule.
Yeah. We move on from the bye week, and then you go back-to-back road games, but you stay on the West Coast. You get San Francisco October 20th in week 7. Week 8, you go to Vegas, October 27th, against the Raiders, obviously. Then you're back on Monday Night Football against the Bucs, another Monday Night Football home game for the Chiefs on November 4th against Tampa Bay. Back-to-back home games, November 10th and Week 10, you get the Broncos. Bo Nix gets to see what Patrick Mahomes looks like in person, and it's going to scare the living piss out of him. Week 11, Buffalo. The rematch of the divisional game on the road in Buffalo, November 17th. And then you get your second noon game. Week 10 is your first noon game against the Broncos. That's one. Week 12, a snooze fest in Carolina. We called this. We knew this game had noon written all over it. At least I knew that. I figured no network really wanted to waste their money on Mahomes versus Bryce Young. They said that can be a noon game. So after the bye week, it goes to San Francisco, to Vegas. Then you get weeks 9 and 10 at home, Monday Night Football against the Bucks in week 9, and then noon game against Denver at home, November 10th. Weeks 11 on the road to Buffalo, November 17th. That's a 3:25 kick. Week 12 at Carolina. That's a noon kick, November 24th. That's probably the easiest part of the schedule, is that four-game stretch. Tampa, Denver at home, at Buffalo, at Carolina. That's got at least 3-1 written all over it.
Yeah, you feel pretty happy about that little stretch, and it's good that that's right before the end of the season there. So, yeah, you're cool with that.
So, coming off a bye, San Francisco, Buffalo, as of now, seems to be the tough one. Luckily, you know Andy Reid, you know the numbers off the bye week, you get the rest, you get San Francisco, you travel, and then you get a little grouping of easy games, I guess, per se, looking at the schedule. Again, the Chiefs ranked tied for 16th as of now, rated off of last year's win percentage, strength of schedule. To bring it on home, to finish out the schedule release, for those of you driving, praise God for listening, it comes back home after week 12. Week 13, you get Vegas at home. What is that? That's the Black Friday game. That's a 2 o'clock start. That's a weird time, but that's a Friday at 2 o'clock. How many of you are calling off work? I guess you won't work. It's Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. And then the next week, December 8th, you get Sunday Night Football, 7:20 kick. It's Harbaugh's first, not first, but it's Harbaugh in Kansas City. Chargers come to Kansas City Sunday Night Football, December 8th. Then you go on the road, December 15th in Cleveland, on week 15, December 15th in Cleveland. Then the big one, December 21st, a Saturday game. And why I'm saying Saturday, Friday, Monday, because basically the Chiefs are going to play every single day this year except for Tuesday. And week 16, Saturday game, December 21st, Houston Texans at home. And then you finish the season on the road. You'll go play at Pittsburgh Wednesday, Christmas Day. That's the Netflix game. And then you finish the season either January 4th or January 5th, one of those two TBDs, Denver on the road. So again, week to week, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New Orleans, bye week, San Fran, Vegas, Tampa, Denver, Buffalo, Carolina, Vegas, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers, Broncos. That's a hell of a schedule. That's a lot of days of the week. And like we said, they're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. They're going to play every single day of the week except Tuesday in this 2024 season. That's a big thing that sticks out. Technically, if you count the Sunday, second week of the game against Cincinnati as a primetime game, that's at 3:25, Tony Romo, Jim Nantz. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 primetime games.
That is
a record?
It's very harrowing schedule. You got four noon games, traditional noon games. You do have five if you count the Christmas game.
You've got a 2 o'clock game.
Yeah, again, that's Black Friday. Yeah. So, but I mean, look, I know there's going to be some people complaining about the scheduling and whatnot. I mean, I've seen it on Twitter. Is some people on the text line already complaining about it? Look, man, it is what it is. This is the NFL trying to sap as much dollars out of they can by putting marquee matchups, or at least putting marquee teams in prime time.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. This is just what it is. The Chiefs are going to have to deal with it. There's no sense in sitting around here bitching and complaining about the schedule.
Sorry for cussing.
Just get it. Just get into it and just go do the game, man. The Chiefs are up for the task.
Yeah.
I ain't sitting around here worried about it. People are complaining about them going on the road in the playoffs.
Sure.
And having to win games against tough teams like they did, but they took care of business, so I ain't worried about it.
Again, I'll go slower for you. Week 1 at home, Baltimore Ravens. Week 2 at home, Cincinnati Bengals. Week 3, on the road, Atlanta Falcons. Week 4, on the road, Los Angeles Chargers. Week 5, first Monday Night Football game, New Orleans Saints. Week 6, bye week. And so far, that's the biggest thing we've seen is the bye week in week 6 early. Because I think bye weeks actually start like week 5.
Yeah, I think it's week five now. Yeah. Now that they added the extra game, yeah.
Yeah. Week seven on the road after the bye in San Fran. After the bye and in the Bay. And then week eight on the road, Vegas Raiders. Week nine at home, Tampa Bay. Second Monday Night Football game. Week 10 at home, noon, Denver Broncos. Week 11 on the road, Buffalo Bills. Week 12 on the road, Carolina Panthers, noon. Week 13, Black Friday, 2 o'clock start, Vegas and Kansas City. Week 14, Sunday Night Football, Chargers in Kansas City. Week 15, Chiefs in Cleveland. Week 16, Chiefs at home against the Houston Texans. Week 17 on the road. That's your Christmas Day game.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Netflix, noon game, and then week 18 could vary, January 4th or January 5th on the road, Denver Broncos. We call Jay Binkley. We get him in here. We get the Character Concerns podcast rolling. I'll just be a bystander. I'll softball questions. They'll answer everything on the text line. It's Chris Nocero. Binkley joins us next. This is After Hours with Dusty Likens.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Boy, you think I'm excited? You think Chris is excited? This is kind of like, I don't know. Is this the official kick to the new season because it is a schedule release, or is it the draft?
I always consider it like right after post draft. That's kind of when it really starts to kick up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would consider it then. But yeah, I mean, if you want to consider it schedule release, which is like a little bit less than right around 3 weeks later, that's fine.
Fair enough. We'll call it just a month, even though some of it's in April. Jay Binkley joins the show now. It is the Character Concerns podcast duo with the crown jewel Binkley. First and foremost, what do you think so far? Right out of a cannon.
You know what? I kind of like it, Dust Man. I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's like, does the NFL really want the Chiefs to win?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want them to three-peat, or do they want parity once again? Because the Chiefs are kind of defying parity at this point. But that I'm telling you, man, that December's rough, man, because when you think about a game on December 15th on the road, then December 21st, a Saturday at home, December 25th on the road, three games within 10 days. That is a tough, tough stretch for a team that's gone to AFC title game six straight years and won the Super Bowl three of the last five, been to four of the last five. That is a tough stretch to go in December for this team to play three games. Now, they're built for it. They've accepted it. They got the chip on their shoulder, but hey, it's going to be grind, man.
Hey, first and foremost, are you okay to join us for two segments? I want the people to know they've got Binkley locked in.
You didn't ask him before.
I did, but I want to make sure. It's on record.
We're good, brother. We're
okay.
Good. There's a break. I can grab a beer.
That's fine. It's very true. I wish I could do the same. Week five, bye week. Yay or nay?
I'd prefer it later.
Yep.
It's was it October 14th, something like that, October 14th?
Sure.
No, October 13th, because October 7th they play like the Saints, so it's a little bit too early.
Yeah.
It's what, week six is technically the bye week?
Yeah,
so
week six.
I think it's too early. I'd rather see them do it a little bit later.
So I think what's interesting, at least what sticks out for me in this schedule release, is obviously the first two games of the season. I think Baltimore, Kansas City, I think that's a very interesting game. I don't think you necessarily need it week one, but, you know, why the hell not? Your schedule's already loaded. Everybody's be locked in throughout the year because it is the NFL. And I think the week two game, Binkley, with Cincinnati was more so like, hey, we really gambled last year in week 17 to see if this would be one of those pivotal games at the end of the season. They didn't get it. And then all of a sudden, here we are with week two, Burrow, Mahomes, NFL essentially locking in that matchup because they didn't get it last year.
it's a lot of elite quarterbacks. When you think about two-time MVP Lamar Jackson, then you're going into Joe Burrow. You got Josh Allen later. It's loaded. Justin Herbert twice this year. So the quarterback schedule is tough for the Chiefs. But you know what? Here's the thing, man. Bengals start slow. I mean, for some reason, they've started slow the last couple of years. I'm good with it, especially the Baltimore Ravens being the opening week. Andy Reid's 28-3 after the bye week. So essentially, he's got to buy May, June, July, August to get ready for the Baltimore Ravens, and they'll throw in some packages there for the Cincinnati Bengals as well. I like the first two matchups, especially being at home. Mahomes is 4-1 against Lamar Jackson at this point. They completely shut the Ravens' offense down last year. I think you can throw that film out from what happened last year, because I think Baltimore is going to play this game a little bit different. Chiefs blitzed a lot in that football game, made Lamar Jackson feel uncomfortable. I think a lot is going to be the same to Joe Burrow in this game. But the good news is, and I know they lost the opener last year, right? They lost to Detroit, but Kadarius Toney kind of handed that one off to Brian Branch, who returned it for a pick six. You didn't have Chris Jones, you didn't have Travis Kelce in that game. But I'll go with Andy Reid having the whole offseason to be thinking about Baltimore and Cincinnati at home.
One of the big talking points that we've kind of had seen on like social media or whatnot is that 10-day stretch where they play three games right around Christmas or whatnot. We kind of talked about this a little bit before you got on, and you know, my take is like, it is what it is. There's no sense on complaining about it. The schedule's going to be hard. This is what the league is about, trying to get the most marquee teams on there. Like, what is your opinion on that stretch there? Because a lot of these people, I guarantee you tomorrow, you're going to hear that as the main talking point from a lot of Chiefs fans.
It's going to be a talking point. I mean, three games within 10 days. I mean, obviously, what the NFL, you know, stresses, hey, player safety and all this, but this is definitely not that when you have three games within 10 days. It's a tough stretch. And I know you're playing Saturday and then Wednesday, but they're doing the same thing. I mean, Houston's got to play that going to play on Saturday. Pittsburgh's going to play on Saturday. Then you turn around and play them on Wednesday. So the same four teams, Pittsburgh, Houston there, the same four teams are playing Saturday, then Wednesday. So they're all kind of on the same thing, but the Chiefs have to travel. And the Chiefs have a lot of they'll be in the hotel a lot. I mean, there won't be a lot of home time around the Christmas holidays for them, because on Friday night they stay in a team hotel, so in Kansas City, even though the game on Saturday is in Kansas City. So they'll be playing, you know, at home, and that's a tough game. I mean, that's a tough game. You got Cleveland, who knows how good they are, but that Saturday, you have an Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud, only to play 3 days later in Pittsburgh, where the Chiefs have to go on the road, even though they're a very good road team, so this team does play well on the road. But, yeah, what a tough stretch, and, you know, it reminds me of last year, weeks, 12 through 17, the Chiefs had less rest than any other opponent. Warren Sharp had put it out that May. I remember talking about it all summer, how the Chiefs had less rest than any other NFL team. Now they're able to survive it. They looked bad in that Raiders game on Christmas Day, clearly. They redeemed themselves a little bit in Cincinnati the following week. But, yeah, the three games in 10 days is a weird stretch. And, yes, the NFL strives for parity. The Chiefs have been defying that with this league, so we'll see if they can do it again.
Yeah, and I think that part of that is like, it's part of this is like collectively bargain. And so you kind of allow the league to shop around special days. And like,
you know they're going to do it.
Yeah, like we knew they were going to do it, and we knew the Chiefs were going to be a part of it, especially last year when they put them on Christmas Day. And I mean, I think we all had that suspicion that the Chiefs are going to be on Christmas
Netflix
Day again.
Swifties,
yeah, especially Netflix, with Netflix and all. Like, look, it is what it is.
Man.
My thing is just this. I just am not going to get into, I'm going to complain about the scheduling, because we knew that it was going to be difficult. As soon as we saw the week six bye, we knew it was like, oh, this is going to be tough right here. Like, it is what it is. The first two games of the season coming out the gate, facing off two of those three teams, I think, are in that tier beneath the Chiefs. Like, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to play hard teams anyways, and it is what it is when you play this many primetime games on national TV.
Yeah, you know, they're in the middle of the pack as far as strength of schedule from what happened the year before, even though I don't put a lot of stock in that, because we've seen a lot of teams.
Years change, yeah. Teams change year to year.
Yeah, it does change year to year. So I don't put much stock into that, what you did last year. It doesn't really matter. I mean, the amount of games, I mean, like, how long can the Chiefs keep it up? You know, I know Mahomes is, you know, the Energizer Bunny and everything, but Travis Kelce, you know, things start to wear on you. Chris Jones, they start to wear on you. When you play basically a full more season than anybody else in the NFL, and I know they have rookies play and everything else, but your core with Jones, Mahomes, and Kelce and all these guys, they've played, you know, to the AFC Championship. I mean, they're not going to Cancun in late January and February. You know, they're not going on vacation. They're playing football. And we saw them get better and better and better last year, but nobody's played more football than the Kansas City Chiefs around the NFL. And, you know, people talk about that with the NBA or whatever it is. Like, if you play, you know, in the championship game every year, the, you know, the Western Conference Finals or Eastern Conference Finals, it starts to take a toll on your body. But, yeah, the NFL is stretching it out here for the Kansas City Chiefs because, again, you know, with, you know, the revenue sharing that everybody does and, you know, the amount that we put on the draft with what the Chiefs front office is doing, which I think has been incredible because, yes, Mahomes and Reid have been incredible, but the front office has been incredible for the Kansas City Chiefs keeping the streak alive.
Beakley, get on hold, and we'll get you a beer, and we'll have intermission right now. We'll bring you back. We'll talk some statistics, and we'll talk some other things on the other side coming up with what your prediction is early on with this Chiefs schedule as you'll join us on the other side. It's Jay Beakley. It's Chris Sunicero. That's the Character Concerns Podcast. I'm Dusty Likens, and this is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
All hands are on deck at Midwest Marine, Friday, May 24th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. for their 10-hour sale. Rates as low as 6.99% with approved credit at Midwest Marine. No payments for the first 90 days. All signed deals get an in-store credit of $1,000 to use on parts, accessories, or service. Buy any new boat and receive a free Yeti cooler. The 10-hour sale, Friday, May 24th from 9 to 7, only at Midwest Marine. 13800 South Highway 71 in Grandview, Midwest Marine. We take pride in your fun.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries are buying more gold. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, it's Rex here with RexBuysKC.com, your local KC homebuyer. If you own a property in the Kansas City or surrounding area and want to sell it fast and at a fair price, write this number down, 816-330-6000. I'm a private real estate investor, not some hedge fund or large national chain. My family and I live right here in KC. I can pay cash and close on your timeline, even in as little as 3 days. Here at RexBuysKC.com, we are improving Kansas City one house at a time. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, foreclosure houses, behind in payment houses. My tenant won't pay the rent houses and properties that need complete rehabs. Do you own a house that's trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at this number, 816-330-6000. That's 816-330-6000, or go to RexBuysKC.com. That's RexBuysKC.com, and I look forward to working with you.
Patio season is here, and if you want to replace your patio door, you'll want to call my friends over at Newell by Anderson. Hey guys, Rob Brennan from The Drive here. Renewal by Anderson's gliding patio doors are highly engineered to ensure they're open and closed for years in any weather. And speaking of engineering, Renewal by Anderson's parent company, Anderson, spent nearly 30 years researching and developed their Fibrex composite window material. It's 2 times stronger than vinyl and available in 9 exterior colors. Help make your home more comfortable and beautiful with Renewal by Anderson's windows and patio doors. Call by May 31st and you'll get this incredible deal. Save $325 on every window and $735 on every patio door, with interest as low as 4.99% for 10 years. Call 913-364-0200. That's 913-364-0200. One more time, 913-364-0200.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There are a few words that I just don't say in front of my dog. Like peanut butter, or ball, or the biggest one, hark. Those words make my dog excited. Because on Tuesday, May 21st, it's night two of Bark at the Park, presented by Underdog Fantasy. Bring your dog to the K and get your paws on the Royals Bark Bag with the purchase of a theme ticket. Tickets at royals.com/bark.
Welcome back. I'm here with Kansas City linebacker Nick Bolton. Nick, what do you look for in a car dealership?
Hands down, someone I can trust.
Then you'll want to come to Smithville Ford.
Didn't it used to be Dave Littleton Ford?
You're so smart, but it's under new management now. Three times the inventory on new vehicles. And we've modernized and expanded the service department. We can service twice as many vehicles now. Nick, thanks for joining our team.
Be smart. Go to the new Smithfield Ford.
Hi, Kansas City. This is Kevin Harlan. I know being a champion means you're a leader in your field and you always rise above your competition. That's why when summer temperatures get extreme, our home has a Champion air conditioning system that keeps my family comfortable and cool. Get peak performance in your home by finding a local Champion dealer at championhomecomfort.com. Ask about our special financing options with rates as low as 0% and our factory-backed extended parts and labor warranty. Always leading, never compromising, championhomecomfort.com.
Again, it's Character Concerns Hour. See what I did there? My guys, Jay Binkley, Kristen Acero, as we dive over the schedule. Binkley, there are so many weird things. It's almost impossible to find all the Easter eggs in this scheduling that came out tonight. But one I did find that I found was pretty interesting. The Bears and the Steelers don't play any divisional games from weeks 1 through 10, and six of their final eight games of the season are divisional matchups. Talk about stacking.
Well, that's crazy, but you stack it, and you know, you just hope, if you're the Bears, that Caleb Williams, you know, finds that rhythm. I mean, love the receivers with Chicago, finds that rhythm by then. So that's kind of advantageous for the Bears.
I don't know if you've seen all the little fun social media releases of the scheduling. Yeah.
The Titans win again, man.
Where she goes to the streets.
She goes to the streets, and, you know, the people, they always put Eli Manning, they put for the Colts, stuff like that. I mean, they put whatever they say is the team they're playing. I love it. The Bengals, they had for the Bears. This guy says downhill for the Bengals, and they show the Bengals. But yeah, I think the Titans win it again. It's pretty good stuff.
Preseason schedule is announced as well, or as the Chiefs social media posts called the appetizers. They'll play away against the Jacksonville Jaguars on August 10th, and then it's Detroit August 17th, and then Caleb Williams and the Bears week three. Obviously, we don't plan on seeing much of that, but you do get a nice, juicy preseason game, too. It's Detroit versus Kansas City. That's kind of the show-me game. Preseason looks a little, I guess, fun, but outside of that, man, it's we're geared up for one heck of a season. What's the matchup early on? And again, we're really early into the schedule. Obviously, it just got released. But what is a matchup that you see yourself looking out for the most for this Chiefs schedule?
I think that Ravens one. Because I look at the Ravens as a team right on that tier with the Chiefs. Like, the Ravens are that team right there. And then Houston later on Saturday, you know, in that 10-game stretch they have with the three games. I look at the Houston one and Baltimore for sure to start off. You want to start off on the right foot. I mean, you look at last year, you know, the importance of winning in Jacksonville, even though it didn't matter. Jacksonville, you know, didn't live up to their end of the bargain, but Peter King and all these other people picked the Jacksonville Jaguars to get the number one seed in the AFC. The Chiefs go on the road. They win there. And then, of course, that game in Munich with the Dolphins. The Dolphins, you know, were a team that was steamrolling towards that one seed at that point, and he had the tiebreaker over those teams. Buffalo might matter, but I think more in previous years than this year, that game mattered more. But I look at those Baltimore Ravens and think about last year, like how close it was. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of Kadarius Toney drops, and the Chiefs had the same record as the Ravens and would have had the AFC title game in Kansas City instead of Baltimore because they had a better AFC record than the Ravens did. But, man, I just look at, you know, starting off on the right foot, beating the Baltimore Ravens, who I consider the next best team in the AFC.
I mean, to be honest, you look at that initial five-game stretch, and you have a great chance to really kind of bury the rest of the teams in the AFC. Yeah. Obviously, first two games, you've got Ravens and you've got the Bengals, but you look at that week four matchup against the Chargers. Chargers are a team that, again, starting to get a little bit of hype this time because of the new head coach, but yeah. You just look at that scenario there, and that's three AFC opponents. One of them is in your division, and you get a chance to really kind of bury them early before you get your bye. You'd wish you'd got that bye a little bit later, but I mean, I think I was a little excited when I saw those first two games come out earlier this week, because you kind of look at that and you're like, okay, the Chiefs have a great chance to really get ahead of everyone going into the latter part of the season.
So I'm with you. I mean, you start off against Baltimore and Cincinnati. Then the fact that you go on the road to Atlanta, and it's a coast-to-coast because you're playing all the way on the East Coast in Atlanta, then all the way on the West Coast the following week against the Chargers. But then, you know, Monday Night Football against the Saints, I think Monday Night Football games are a little bit questionable, some of the ones they chose. But then they have the bye week after that. But, yeah, I mean, I like the Chargers. I mean, I think this is a team that is a watch for. I know everybody picks the Chargers in the preseason, but they finally have a head coach that thinks legitimate, a nice pairing with Justin Herbert. And we haven't seen that before because Brandon Staley wasn't that guy. But, yeah, just an important game. The Chiefs are, 17-3 in their last 20 games against the Chargers. Can they keep that up? I'd throw that out the window when it's Jim Harbaugh as coach for them. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that the first two games are at home and a chance to beat two of the top teams in the AFC, boom, boom, right at home. But not only that, the rest they're going to get before that Bengals game. The fact that they're playing on Thursday night against the Ravens and they have Friday night off, Saturday night, Sunday. So we talk about rest with the Chiefs and how, you know, that 10-game stretch is not good. The fact they play on Thursday night, then don't play till the following Sunday against the Bengals. Chiefs get that extra rest right there at the beginning. This will be a well-rested football team.
I also like that the quarterback, who we consider the best in the NFL, is 15-4 in the month of September, Binkley.
Well, you got to like that, Dusty. And, I love this team makeup. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Xavier Worthy. Chris and I talked about that a lot this week. With Rice's, impending suspension, the fact that, he's a first-round pick and the kind of pressure he's got on him this year to go out and succeed. We know how good this defense is. Finally, this defense is getting the respect that it deserves for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it took people a while last year to realize how good this defense was. And now this offense, I think, gets better than it was last year. And they still win the Super Bowl, of course. They went on just a historic run in the postseason.
We talked about this on when we recorded this week's episode of the Character Concerns podcast on Monday, which if y'all listen to right now, y'all should listen to that on the wherever you listen to podcasts at. Download, subscribe, like, 5 stars, whatever. But the one thing that we talked about a lot, and you just brought it up, the pressure on Xavier Worthy to come out there and be effective early, which I kind of feel that he has the capability of doing so, but it isn't just him. I think you kind of look at a lot of the young guys they have in their secondary now. You just add Jaden Hicks in there. You add Kamal Haddon in there. You look at Kingsley Suamataia, and you compare him with Wanye Morris and kind of figure out what they're going to do at that left tackle spot. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure from those guys to be contributors early because you're going to be playing against playoff caliber teams at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, no training wheels at all for the Chiefs. It's go time for this team. But I'm with you on Xavier Worthy. I mean, Hollywood Brown, I think, helps. You know, this guy was a first-round pick because the only first-round pick they had on last year's Super Bowl team on the offense was Mahomes. That was it. Now you bring in Hollywood Brown, the former number one pick. He'll take a little bit of pressure off, but the fact – you look at two factors. I think with Rice's impending suspension, we don't know when it's going to be. Is it going to be the first of the season? Is it going to be in the middle of the season?
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
And I look forward to working with you.
Patio season is here, and if you want to replace your patio door, you'll want to call my friends over at Renewal by Anderson. Hey guys, Rob Brenton from The Drive here. Renewal by Anderson's gliding patio doors are highly engineered to ensure they're open and closed for years in any weather. And speaking of engineering, Renewal by Anderson's parent company, Anderson, spent nearly 30 years researching and developed their Fibrex composite window material. It's 2 times stronger than vinyl and available in 9 exterior colors. Help make your home more comfortable and beautiful with Renewal by Anderson's windows and patio doors. Call by May 31st and you'll get this incredible deal. Save $325 on every window and $735 on every patio door, with interest as low as 4.99% for 10 years. Call 913-364-0200. That's 913-364-0200. One more time, 913-364-0200.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There are a few words that I just don't say in front of my dog. Like peanut butter, or ball, or the biggest one, park. Those words make my dog excited. Because on Tuesday, May 21st, it's night 2 of Bark at the Park, presented by Underdog Fantasy. Bring your dog to the K and get your paws on the Royals Bark Bag with the purchase of a theme ticket. Tickets at royals.com/bark.
Welcome back. I'm here with Kansas City linebacker Nick Bolton. Nick, what do you look for in a car dealership?
Hands down, someone I can trust.
Then you'll want to come to Smithville Ford.
Didn't it used to be Dave Littleton Ford?
You're so smart, but it's under new management now. 3 times the inventory on new vehicles. And we've modernized and expanded the service department. We can service twice as many vehicles now. Nick, thanks for joining our team.
Be smart. Go to the new Smithville Ford.
Hi, Kansas City. This is Kevin Harlan. I know being a champion means you're a leader in your field and you always rise above your competition. That's why when summer temperatures get extreme, our home has a Champion air conditioning system that keeps my family comfortable and cool. Get peak performance in your home by finding a local Champion dealer at championhomecomfort.com. Ask about our special financing options with rates as low as 0% and our factory-backed extended parts and labor warranty. Always leading, never compromising, championhomecomfort.com.
In, it's Character Concerns Hour. See what I did there? My guys, Jay Binkley, Chris Nocero, as we dive over the schedule. Binkley, there are so many weird things. It's almost impossible to find all the Easter eggs in this scheduling that came out tonight. But one I did find that I found was pretty interesting. The Bears and the Steelers don't play any divisional games from weeks 1 through 10, and 6 of their final 8 games of the season are divisional matchups. Talk about stacking.
Well, that's crazy, but you stack it, and you know, you just hope, if you're the Bears, that Caleb Williams, you know, finds that rhythm. I mean, love the receivers with Chicago, finds that rhythm by then. So that's kind of advantageous for the Bears.
I don't know if you've seen all the little fun social media releases of the scheduling. Yeah.
The Titans win again, man.
Where she goes to the streets.
She goes to the streets, and, you know, the people, they always Eli Manning, they put for the Colts, stuff like that. I mean, they put whatever they say is the team they're playing. I love it. The Bengals, they had for the Bears. This guy says downhill for the Bengals, and they show the Bengals. But I think the Titans win it again. That's pretty good stuff.
Preseason schedule is announced as well, or as the Chiefs social media posts called the appetizers. They'll play away against the Jacksonville Jaguars on August 10th, and then it's Detroit August 17th, and then Caleb Williams and the Bears week 3. Obviously, we don't plan on seeing much of that, but no. You do get a nice
juicy preseason game too. It's Detroit versus Kansas City. That's kind of the show me game. Preseason looks a little, I guess, fun, but outside of that, man, it's we're geared up for one heck of a season. What's the matchup early on? And again, we're really early into the schedule. Obviously, it just got released. But what is a matchup that you see yourself looking out for the most for this Chiefs schedule?
I think that Ravens one. Because I look at the Ravens as a team right on that tier with the Chiefs. Like, the Ravens are that team right there. And then Houston later on Saturday, you know, in that 10-game stretch they have with the three games. I look at the Houston one and Baltimore for sure to start off. You want to start off on the right foot. I mean, you look at last year, you know, the importance of winning in Jacksonville, even though it didn't matter. Jacksonville, you know, didn't live up to their end of the bargain, but Peter King and all these other people picked the Jacksonville Jaguars to get the number one seed in the AFC. The Chiefs go on the road. They win there. And then, of course, that game in Munich with the Dolphins. The Dolphins, you know, were a team that was steamrolling towards that one seed at that point, and he had the tiebreaker over those teams. Yeah, Buffalo might matter, but I think more in previous years than this year, that game mattered more. But I look at those Baltimore Ravens and think about last year, like how close it was. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of Kadarius Toney drops, and the Chiefs had the same record as the Ravens and would have had the AFC title game in Kansas City instead of Baltimore because they had a better AFC record than the Ravens did. But, man, I just look at, you know, starting off on the right foot, beating the Baltimore Ravens, who I consider the next best team in the AFC.
I mean, to be honest, you look at that initial five-game stretch, and you have a great chance to really kind of bury the rest of the teams in the AFC. Yep. Obviously, first two games, you've got Ravens and you've got the Bengals, but you look at that week four matchup against the Chargers. Chargers are a team that, again, starting to get a little bit of hype this time because of the new head coach, but yep. You just look at that scenario there, and that's three AFC opponents. One of them is in your division, and you get a chance to really kind of bury them early before you get your bye. You'd wish you'd got that bye a little bit later, but, I mean, I think I was a little excited when I saw those first two games come out earlier this week, because you kind of look at that and you're like, okay, the Chiefs have a great chance to really get ahead of everyone going into the latter part of the season.
So I'm with you. I mean, you start off against Baltimore and Cincinnati. Then the fact that you go on the road to Atlanta, and it's a coast-to-coast because you're playing all the way on the East Coast in Atlanta, then all the way on the West Coast the following week against the Chargers. But then, you know, Monday Night Football against the Saints. I think Monday Night Football games are a little bit questionable, some of the ones they chose. But then they have the bye week after that. But, yeah, I mean, I like the Chargers. I mean, I think this is a team to watch for. I know everybody picks the Chargers in the preseason, but they finally have a head coach I think is legitimate, a nice pairing with Justin Herbert. And we haven't seen that before because Brandon Staley wasn't that guy. But, yeah, just an important game. The Chiefs are, 17-3 in their last 20 games against the Chargers. Can they keep that up? I'd throw that out the window when it's Jim Harbaugh as coach for them. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that the first two games are at home and a chance to beat two of the top teams in the AFC, boom, boom, right at home. But not only that, the rest they're going to get before that Bengals game. The fact that they're playing on Thursday night against the Ravens and they have Friday night off, Saturday night, Sunday. So we talk about rest with the Chiefs and how, you know, that 10-game stretch is not good. The fact they play on Thursday night, then don't play till the following Sunday against the Bengals. Chiefs get that extra rest right there at the beginning. This will be a well-rested football team.
I also like that the quarterback, who we consider the best in the NFL, is 15-4 in the month of September, Binkley.
Well, you got to like that, Dusty. And I love this team makeup. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Xavier Worthy. Chris and I talked about that a lot this week, you know, with Rice's, you know, impending suspension, the fact that, you know, he's a first-round pick and the kind of pressure he's got on him this year to go out and succeed. We know how good this defense is. Finally, this defense is getting the respect that it deserves for the Kansas City Chiefs, and it took people a while last year to realize how good this defense was, and now this offense, I think, gets better than it was last year, and they still win the Super Bowl. Of course, they went on just an historic run in the postseason.
We talked about this on when we recorded this week's episode of the Character Concerns podcast on Monday, which if y'all listening right now, y'all should listen to that on the wherever you listen to podcasts at, download, subscribe, like, 5 stars, whatever. But the one thing that we talked about a lot, and you just brought it up, the pressure on Xavier Worthy to come out there, yeah, and be effective early, which I I kind of feel that he has the capability of doing so, but it isn't just him. I think you kind of look at a lot of the young guys they have in their secondary now. You just add Jaden Hicks in there. You add Kamal Haddon in there. You look at Kingsley Suamataia, and you compare him with Wanya Morris and kind of figure out what they're going to do at that left tackle spot. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure from those guys to be contributors early because you're going to be playing in, against playoff caliber teams at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, no training wheels at all for the Chiefs. It's go time for this team. But I'm with you on Xavier Worthy. I mean, Hollywood Brown, I think, helps. You know, this guy was a first-round pick because the only first-round pick they had on last year's Super Bowl team on the offense was Mahomes. That was it. Now you bring in Hollywood Brown, the former number one pick. He'll take a little bit of pressure off, but the fact – you look at two factors. I think with Rice's impending suspension, we don't know when it's going to be. Is it going to be the first of the season? Is it going to be the middle of the season? Is it next year? We don't know exactly when that's going to be. But, yeah, Xavier Worthy comes in, you know, as a first-round pick. You know, Sky Moore, Rashee Rice, these are second-round picks. You know, Xavier Worthy, this team needed receiver help. They were, you know, first in the league in drop passes last year, and he's seen as that savior for the Chiefs. I think he's going to have the pressure now with Kingsley Suamataia. You know, the battle with Wanya Morris will be interesting as well. I think it's one of the interesting camp battles that we'll see. Will he start right away, or will it take 3 or 4 weeks into the season before he gets that nod?
That's the best you've ever pronounced Kingsley Suamataia's last name. Hey, that's a round of applause right there, right, man. That's the best you've done with it.
You saw me on the podcast. Yeah. I'm getting there, man.
You slow rolled it a little bit on the podcast, but that was clean, man. That was perfect.
Dude, I've been practicing, man. I've been practicing.
You got it better than Jamal that time, man.
This was great, man.
All right, Beakley, early prediction. Give me your scheduled prediction of the 2024 Chiefs record.
You know, I like doing this, man. The old W&L game. I got them 13-4.
There you go.
I got them 13-4 at this point. It's one of the homers. Like, well,
yeah, you're such a homer,
Super Bowl,
man.
So how do I go against them?
Yeah.
They keep winning the whole damn thing. So it's hard to go against them. And I do think they're better this year than they were last year.
All right, Bink. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Enjoy the rest of the tidbits. By the way, the Chargers, they put Harrison Butker in the kitchen on their special schedule.
I saw it.
Okay, I just want to throw that out there. Make sure you saw it.
Did they do the anime one again?
Oh, yeah, and he's okay, in there rolling bread,
Yeah. Does he have an apron on?
Chargers troll everybody, man. Yeah. The Chargers love to troll.
Yeah, they put the Raiders.
He's a holic, too.
We're not going to get mad about the Butker one this time, man.
Yeah, that was good. All right, Beakley, enjoy the rest of your night. Cheers, brother, and we will talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow, actually.
See you, buddy. See you.
Peace out, man.
Jay Binkley there. The other guy coming up next, Ron Kopp Jr. He'll join us for a couple of segments. We'll deep dive into Arrowhead Pride as Ron Kopp Jr., their lead film analyst, and Chris Unicero and I's good friend when it comes to Chiefs scheduling and basically anything in life. This is After Hours / Character Concerns here on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.